Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Given what we know about evolution, the persistence of depression over the course of human history should seem unlikely. But as Andrew Miller, professor of psychiatry and behavioral science at Emory University, explains, it's possible that depression is genetically tied to other, more advantageous biological features.
There's been a long-standing debate as to why depression is so prevalent in our society, affecting up to 10% of adults. Depression has devastating effects on our relationships with other people and our ability to function in society. So why do the genes for depression remain in the gene pool when there appears to be no evolutionary advantage? Recent work by Dr. Charles Raison and me may provide some answers. We and other scientists have long suspected that depression is associated with an aggressive immune response. This aggressive immune response leads to the release of infection-fighting molecules called cytokines, which can enter the brain and cause social withdrawal and reduced activity, primary symptoms of depression. Interestingly, when the genes most robustly associated with depression were examined, almost all of them were associated with the immune system or the ability to fight infection. These findings suggest that rather than being designed to deal with a social world, the genes for depression may be most suited for dealing with the microbial world, including pathogens such as bacteria and viruses. Being better at fighting pathogens would ensure survival, especially in ancestral times when pathogen loads were high. So what's the link to depression? Turns out that the symptoms of depression, like social withdrawal and reduced activity, help the body eliminate pathogens by shunting energy resources to fight infection. Thus, the genes for depression are so prevalent because they were designed to deal with pathogens, not people.
That was Emory University's Andrew Miller. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.